The clock struck 9 when I did send the nurse. In half an hour she promised to return. Perchance she cannot meet him. Oh, that's not so. Oh, she is lame. Love's herald should be thoughts, which 10 times faster glide than the sun's beams, driving back shadows over lowering hill. Therefore do nimble-pinioned doves draw love, and therefore hath the wind-swift Cupid wings. Now is the sun upon the highmost hill of this day's journey, and from 9 till 12 is 3 long hours. Yet she is not come. Had she affections and warm youthful blood, she would be as swift in motion as a ball. My words would bandy her to my sweet love and his to me. But old folks, many feign as they were dead, unwieldy, slow, heavy, and pale as lead. Oh God, she comes! Oh honey nurse, what news? Hast thou met with him? Send thy man away. Now, good, sweet nurse, O Lord, why look'st thou sad? Though news be sad, yet tell them merrily. If good, thou shamest the music of sweet news by playing it to me with so sour a face. Oh, I would thou hadst my bones and I thy news. Nay, come, I pray thee speak. Good, good nurse, speak. How art thou out of breath when thou hast breath to say to me that thou art out of breath? The excuse that thou dost make in this delay is longer than the tale thou dost excuse. Is thy news good or bad? Answer to that. Say either, and I'll stay the circumstance. Let me be satisfied. Is't good or bad?